All right, really happy now to be back with St. John's Prep High School hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, you know, it's a crazy time right now with your playing on Saturday night, and now you got to play on Monday night. But can we reflect a little bit on the Saturday game against Newburyport, please?
Yes, hi, Rick. Yeah, so yesterday was the 15th, actually, annual Derek Hines game. We played Newburyport probably the last 5 or 6 years. That's Derek's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was a pretty special event. Parents did an absolutely amazing job of raising funds for the Derek Hines Soldier Assistance Fund, and just kind of a special day for our program, and it's always great to see Derek's family.
Can you mention again, please, a little bit about what that Derek Hines Day is about and what Lieutenant Hayes did?
Sure, yes, Rick. So Derek is a 1999 St. John's Prep grad, went on to West Point, graduated in 2003, and tragically, he was killed in Afghanistan in 2005. So, my mission, one of my missions as a coach at St. John's Prep is to carry on the legacy of Derek Hines.
Yeah, that's so important as a coach and educator, of course, and to keep that tradition of understanding going on. The game itself, coach, I know that Newburyport wants to play up against a team like you guys, and how'd the game progress?
So we came out really strong, kind of imposed our will early, built a 4-0 lead in the first period. And then we kind of went to sleep, and Newburyport, to their credit, continued to battle and made it a game. They made it 4-1. It was 4-1 after two. Newburyport actually won the second period, 1-0. Third period, we scored one goal. So really the last two periods, it was a 1-1 game. I give all the credit to Newburyport for their effort and will to compete in the game.
And I know that you had to spread things around. You get everybody out there, as you always do. You get contributions from everybody once again.
Yeah, I think we had 5 different goal scorers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to dress everybody for the game. Everyone got playing time yesterday. So that's what kind of makes a special event for everybody, is that's what Derek was about, his team. So it's a really good opportunity for us to get everybody involved.
Was there a good turnout for that, Chris?
Yeah, it's a good turnout every year. We get a lot of people from Newburyport that come out to support the Hines family as well as Prep family. So it's always better when both teams are at the top of the rankings for it to generate just general hockey interest. But the game itself is, because of the special meaning behind it, always kind of attracts a local crowd.
Exactly. I know how much it means to Coach Amin and the Clippers as well. Now, let's get down to what we are talking on this Sunday between games, between a Saturday game and a Monday game. And this Monday game is just not an ordinary opponent. So please give me some preview of this.
Yeah, just the way things worked out with a snow out earlier in the year, we ended up having to reschedule this game with Catholic Memorial for tomorrow. As it would turn out, we're both 8-1 in the conference, and the winner of the game will be the Catholic Conference champion. There will be no co-champions. Somebody will leave that rink tomorrow very disappointed.
Wow. And the other thing, Coach, of course, it has bigger implications, too, in terms of tournament rankings.
Yes, yeah, right. I mean, my focus right now is on the game tomorrow in the conference, but you are absolutely right. You know, we're competing right now for the 1-2 spot in the power seeding. So I think tomorrow's game, at least temporarily, will determine who maintains that one spot.
Christian, you've had experience, and this will be probably the last thing we talk about here, on so many different levels, with several different schools and all kinds of kids. And I know that, this team is really special. In terms of going down to the wire like this, almost at the end of the season, and you're playing at such a high level continuously against now an opponent that either one of you could or should be ranked number one in the state, what's that feel like personally, Coach? Because, I know that inside, I'm guessing that you're probably like the rest of us old-timers here, or not that you're an old-timer, but like Bill and me, in that the little boy getting excited about sports inside of us has never left us. So do you still hold on to that kind of thing?
Yes. I tell you, being a coach, I find extremely stressful. So as a player, I found the games exciting. I look forward to them. As a coach, that excitement is kind of switched more towards the stress of the game.
And, mm-hmm.
Because I guess you just lose a bit of control as a coach as opposed to a player. And, you know, you just want to make sure you put your team in the best position to win. And then there's so many other factors that come into play during the game that are kind of out of your control. So, yeah, am I excited about tomorrow's game? Yes. But I, you know, right now I'm just so focused on it, I'm probably more stressed about it.
That's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't think a lot of people, especially parents sometimes of kids, understand that. And when you're a player, you're responsible for one person. When you're a coach, you're responsible for all those kids, and not just on how they play, but also how they comport themselves, how they practice, how they deal with themselves in the community. So thank you for bringing that up. I get it.
Yeah, Rick, there's so many other components to this than just kind of the X and O's. Even, for example, this week we had a tragedy at the prep with
yes.
young Aston Robinson and the Andover situation. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot on the kids' mind this weekend. So, you know, it's kind of a good release for them to be able to come to the rink and just focus on hockey and kind of, for at least temporarily, kind of leave that stuff behind and just be a kid.
That's what sports is all about, too. You know, it's try to get to enjoy things and have some fun. Coach, I appreciate it. I know this is a crazy time. Good luck on Monday, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That's St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.